Mexico's president resorts to nationalist rhetoric, tells Trump to stay out. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 6, 2026. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum turned to a nationalist rhetoric, telling the Trump administration to stay out of her country. "No foreign power is going to tell us how to govern ourselves," Sheinbaum said during a speech commemorating Mexico's May 5 battle against the French in 1862. "We are a people that love our freedom and are always willing to defend it." During her speech, Sheinbaum addressed the U.S. government directly, issuing a warning. "History tells us that the people of Mexico are not wrong when it comes to defending national sovereignty," she said. The fiery speech comes at a time when the U.S. government has been increasing pressure on Mexico to eradicate drug cartels. This week, the U.S. government released a new drug control policy that would dramatically change the relationship between the two countries and how the U.S. fights drug cartels. The policy also places more responsibility on Mexico and changes how the U.S. provides support, linking it now directly to results. That new policy comes just days after the U.S. Department of Justice announced that the sitting governor of Sinaloa and nine of his closest allies were facing drug trafficking charges for having worked with the Sinaloa cartel in exchange for cash and political power. As Breitbart Texas reported, the U.S. government asked for the individuals to be arrested and extradited. Sheinbaum responded with a denial, veiled in legalese, claiming that U.S. authorities had not provided proof that the wanted men had committed any wrongdoing. The attempt to protect Sinaloa Governor Ruben Roque Moya, who is from the ruling party Morena, stems from his being a close ally and friend of Sheinbaum's mentor, former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The case against Roque Moya has the potential to publicly unravel the ties and the working relationship between the Morena party and the various terrorist drug cartels that rule Mexico. Sheinbaum has taken a very confrontational approach towards the U.S. government following the deaths of two U.S. agents last month while helping take down a drug lab in the state of Chihuahua. As Breitbart Texas reported, in the aftermath of that revelation, Sheinbaum called for a full investigation into the case, placing a higher priority on the foreign agents than on one of the largest drug labs in history being found in her country. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.